Shed Some Light, episode 255, coming to you on a Thursday. Michael and Jack are back. Short episode today, but still going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Short episode today, going to be a bad one, everybody.
I'll be honest. I have one thing to talk about sports-wise, and it's like on the fringe of being sports-related.
I mean,
I will start off with a random story, though, if you'd like to hear that.
Sure.
Three of the past five nights, I have woke up with a new cut on one of my hands. Look, I got that one. You know where the first one was that I woke up with?
On your penis.
No. Huh? I said they were all on my hands.
Oh, sorry.
left hand, center of the palm, like Jesus on the cross.
I mean, do you think it's like Dutton jumping up sometimes?
I got one right there. Center of the palm, and then I had one on the side of this finger. No, Dutton doesn't get up in bed in the middle of the night. And if
you
he
don't
does,
know that, though.
I know for a fact because he would wake us up.
True, but you never know.
I don't know where these things are coming from.
Start sleeping with gloves,
like wide receiver gloves, just in case.
Bah! Or like some like latex gloves, or some mittens.
See, I'm a hot sleeper, though.
I know, but you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do to figure out where you're getting random cuts from.
Maybe I'll or just set up a camera.
Nah, that's
too easy.
In case
someone's attacking me.
It's too easy. Yeah, but then also, like, what would you do if, like, you didn't see anything and then you got another cut? You moving out immediately? You're like, ah, fuck it, I'm done.
Good question. I don't know.
It'd be tough.
All right, let's get into the actual show.
I mean, I actually do have, like, a little bit of sports talk for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, do we want to talk? I don't think we have touched on the new Alabama coach.
Nope, we have not.
Not Tommy Rees. That sucks. I don't really know what's happening there because, like, I saw that they're bringing in somebody for co-defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't Kalen DeBoer, the coach of Washington, who is now the new Alabama coach, didn't he bring his OC?
Oh, that I haven't really been following that.
I'm pretty sure he brought his OC, but hasn't given him like a title yet. So, like, are you going to do co-OCs? With Tommy Rees going to the NFL?
Maybe.
But, yeah, so new Alabama coach, Kalen DeBoer.
Bears OC.
I'm down. I'm down.
I would be so down.
So down.
Well, yeah. I think I'd be down.
I'm basically anybody's better than who we got. So, yeah, Kalen DeBoer, the coach of Washington, the coach at Alabama. That sucks. It sucks for him. I mean, it's good for him, but it sucks for him. Because you don't want to be the guy that follows Nick Saban. You want to be the guy that follows the guy that follows Nick Saban.
Right. Also, shout out to IU.
Oh, we had him on our staff.
Kalen DeBoer was part of the IU coaching staff
within
like the last decade.
Hell yeah, baby, and we let him go. Fuck.
Someone did post like a kind of timeline of his career, and it is like the definition, like the textbook definition of climbing the college football ladder.
Yeah.
Like you start off just underground.
Yeah.
And he's worked his way all the way up to Alabama head coach.
Go for him. You want to hear a nice stat?
I would.
Nick Saban retired never beating IU.
Ooh, nice. I don't think he beat Southern Illinois either.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
How about that?
IU undefeated against Nick Saban at Alabama. Stick it. Speaking of Alabama, a lot of transfers.
How many? I only have heard of two.
Their five-star freshman O-lineman just hit the transfer portal, Caden Proctor.
Oh, okay.
Caleb Downs.
Yep, I knew about that.
And then two wide receivers that were there, I'm pretty sure.
At least one,
I'm pretty sure two. And then their center transferred.
Okay.
To Ohio State. So a good amount of like high profile names there. A couple of their DBs transferred. I've been seeing it a lot more lately, and they've been having a lot of decommits, which like it's class of 2025, so like you could still, you know,
recommit.
Yeah. The only one that really concerns me, and I know it's like I'm kicking like a 67-yard field goal here, but like any chance Caleb Downs comes to Notre Dame?
I'll move your 67-yarder up to a 50-yarder.
Okay, now you can't do that because a 50-yarder is like makeable.
Yeah.
I still don't think this is makeable.
What?
Like getting him to Notre Dame.
No. I'm saying there's someone else out there that's a 50-yard field goal.
What do you mean?
If Caleb Downs coming to Notre Dame is the equivalent of a 67-yard field goal.
Okay.
There is someone else on Alabama's team that could come to Notre Dame that I think is the equivalent of a 50-yard field goal.
Explain.
Double K's himself, Keon Keeley.
Oh, dude, I would welcome him with open arms.
Right?
And then Keon, just be like, yo, Caleb, let's go fucking, we were both thinking about it, let's go do it.
Now, I'm not saying that either of those are likely or that I've heard a lot of rumblings about either of them, but I'm telling you there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance? did Keon play like a lot? I didn't watch Alabama close enough to know if he actually got like playing time.
I don't believe so. It was, as far as I can remember, it was minimal to none. So much so that he may have retained a full year.
First of all, they have him listed as a linebacker. Which, don't know about that, and I'm not seeing any stats.
That's what I said, minimal to none.
I don't fucking, I'll welcome both in with open arms.
Right? Yeah, no stats. Or yeah, the internet's not working.
No, I'm not really seeing anything. So I will take Keon Keeley happily.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I don't even think that he's in the transfer portal yet.
I don't think he is either.
I'm just throwing it out there. Speak it into existence like I have multiple other things on this show.
I mean, if you type in Keon Keeley space, it's transfer immediately. 8 young players Alabama doesn't need to lose to the transfer portal. Number one. Keon Keeley, please.
No. That's saying that they don't need to lose them.
But they can't afford to.
Yeah, they got to keep them.
Yeah. And I will fucking... Is it corner? Jalen Hale, corner. It's a big dude. Outside linebacker? Ain't no fucking shot he plays outside linebacker.
He'd play like Viper for us. Like stand-up D end.
But, like, I think of him as, like, he's got the same build as, like, a Max Crosby from the Raiders, where, like, or, like, a Khalil Mack.
Yeah, a like, stand-up DN.
Yeah, but, like, I don't like how that's considered an outside linebacker.
Like, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. I'm saying that those are two completely different positions.
Yeah, but, like Khalil Mack plays defensive end.
Correct.
But I'm pretty sure they have him listed as an outside linebacker.
That's dumb.
And I don't think those two should be the same thing.
Correct.
Like,
I'm with you.
I get it. You're on the line. And just because you don't go into, like, a three-point stance doesn't mean you're not a defensive end.
Right.
I'll take, dude. I'm creaming my slacks if Caleb Downs and Keon Keeley come to Notre Dame. I'd fucking nut.
100%.
I'd be bowing down to Freeman if he swings that somehow. Like I said, both of them coming together is basically like, we're kicking from our own end zone, 100-yard field goal, but, like, I'd go fucking nuts if it did happen.
The majority of the way-too-early preseason college football polls have Notre Dame somewhere inside the top 10 right now, which, as we were discussing prior to recording, that's a playoff team this year.
Yeah, and I like it. It's high enough, like I said, to give them it shows them respect in the sense of, like, hey, we know that you're good. But it's also not too high where we come in being like, yeah, like we're already top five. We're already like big dogs. Like here we go, you know? So I like it. I'm fine with it. I just hope everything falls into place.
We're along for the ride at this point.
Also, what's up with the transfer portal? I thought it was closed.
I did too. But I guess people are still just transferring. I don't know. I'm not well versed.
Maybe. No, I was gonna say maybe they can't commit, but I've seen like 15 people commit in the past 2 days.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Other football wise, Bears. I feel like it's every other day that I see like they're gonna draft Caleb Williams, they're gonna trade the number one pick, they're gonna trade Fields, like whoever it is. I've been doing a lot of thinking about if they draft Caleb Williams. And like I said, I would stop being a Bears fan. That just means I don't get to watch, like, root for a football team anymore.
No, it just means you root for a different
one. But I can't.
You can.
I can't. Like, I've thought about this, too, because it's kind of the same thing with, like, all the rumors of, like, the White Sox moving to Nashville. It's like, okay, so then I would have to pick another team. And I just, like, can't invest myself. I can't, like, trick myself into liking another team the same way I like the Bears.
So wait. You wouldn't be a fan of the Nashville White Sox?
I mean, like, no, I would. But, like, the debate is, like, would you still, like, because, like, people have, like, pride in their city. So it's like you're like the Chicago team, and now you're not the Chicago team.
Yeah, but I'm not going to root for the Cubs.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But people are like, oh, would you just, like, pick another team to root for? And I've thought about that, being like, what could I just root for another team? And I can't. I could not just be like, I always joke around about it that, like, I told you that the Braves are the team of destiny, and then they won the World Series, so I'm like, I'm a Braves fan. Like, I can't drum up the same, like, gut feeling for the Braves as I do for the White Sox.
Yeah,
I couldn't drum up the gut feeling for another football team as I do for the Bears.
I could go into an entire psychological deep dive on that.
Like Bears, Bears drafting Caleb Williams is the Alonzo Mourning meme, or the GIF, where he's like, like, kind of like shaking his head. He's like, oh, fuck, well, that sucks. But, oh, man, not the worst. But, like, eh, like, I.
It's
like,
not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Please don't let it happen. But speaking of that, I saw a clip from the Trenches pod.
Okay.
Which is run by Zaire Franklin, who's the middle linebacker for the Colts.
Ooh.
And on the podcast, it was him and a couple other people, like NFL players, who all played defense. And they literally on the podcast were like, I don't like playing against Justin Fields, but if you keep running that scheme, I'll play the Bears all day. They were like, dude, they lined him up in an I formation with a fullback. He was like, please, like, fucking do that all day. It's the easiest shit to defend. So it's like, even current NFL players were like, yeah, dude, their scheme was fucking horrible.
That's the part that would potentially worry me about Tommy Rees and the Bears, because I think Tommy does better with a more arm strength pocket passer type.
Jalen Milroe? Took him to the playoffs.
As opposed to, like, a super mobile kind of guy.
But also, like, the scheme for the Bears is not hard. It's just don't do, like, a four-step drop, three-step drop type of fucking keep him in the pocket. Like, play action. Just run play action.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard. It's a very easy fix.
Right.
And I think anybody with half a brain could figure it out. And I think Luke Getsy is the only one that has less than half a brain. So, also, I think he was a double agent. He was on the Packers before, though. So, like, fuck him.
He's the Tommy Rees of the NFL.
Yeah.
Tommy takes down Saban. Crosses enemy lines.
Tommy's going to Georgia next. He's taking out all the empires, dog.
You got anything else sports-wise? I wanted to give a quick shout-out to the Indianapolis airport for just putting in a full-court basketball court.
I know.
In the middle of the airport. Absolutely elite move. The social media buzz around that, like, I really want to just take a flight from Indy just to go check it out. But people were talking about how, like, dudes
TSA
are going to be...
TSA agent, like, coming to get me after I tear my ACL.
Like, dudes purposely missing their flight because they're like, 3 hours deep into a pickup game with people that they will never see again in their life.
100%. How many times do you think somebody's going to... like with no ball, just jab step, fade away, and be like, knock that down as they walk to their gate.
I would have a backpack on walking to my gate, just squeak, squeak, squeak.
It's like, still got a little life. It's like when you were playing like AAU ball and you were like walking to your bench and you were just like, hey, right there, that's money.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I mean, like, again, that's Indiana for you.
Like I said, dude, I just need a reason to fly out of Indy before the All-Star game so I can go check that bad boy out.
We just go to Indy. Just go to TSA, like, do you got a ticket? Nope, I just want to go see the fucking basketball
court. Just here for the basketball court.
You just got, like, a ball and shoes. Like, you're putting it through the little metal detector.
I'm pretty sure you can't get to that without a ticket. If it is where I'm thinking it is, you're already through security.
We can just, like, I don't know. What's the cheapest ticket
we can get to? Just pick a long weekend to go somewhere. Just
$20, just dude. I don't even need to go. I'll miss my flight, though. Shoot, what was I going to say?
If we're done with sports, I have a dumb thought transition that includes basketball.
Okay, hit me with it.
So I was at the Notre Dame basketball game the other week, and they had I forget what the segment was called. It was like the Great Debate or something like that on the Jumbotron, and they asked players one question and then like tallied up you know which answer got the most votes. And the question at the game that I was at was, would you rather control water or air/wind? Okay.
Okay. So are you saying that this is an easy answer?
Well, I'm saying that I had the opposite answer of what like 95% of the players picked. And I wrote down after that, am I stupid?
Okay.
The vast majority all picked one thing. And I, like, that question popped up. And before I heard anyone's answers, I immediately picked the other thing.
This one, I feel like it's a lot harder. Like, this is pretty even to me. Like, you could argue your case for both sides, and I'd listen to it. So I feel like most people picked air and you picked water.
Okay, flip them.
You picked air?
I immediately thought air, and 95% of the players picked water. I don't understand what advantage could you get from controlling the water.
I mean, there's a lot. Technically, humans are like 70% water.
Who was it? It might have been like Carrie Booth or someone was like, well, the Earth's 70% water, so why I would just want to control 70% of it. Which makes sense. Wrong. That was the most logical argument that could flip me sides. So but air, so what, I was just thinking.
Yeah, what's your argument here?
I mean, there were two main thoughts that came to mind here. Mm-hmm. The first one revolved around flying. I'm just going to have buttery smooth flights the rest of my life. Could turbulence, no such thing.
Could you technically fly yourself?
Sure, I guess.
If you can control the air. Yeah. Like you just put like a big gust behind you.
Yeah. Speaking of putting a gust behind you, I'm adding 50 to 100 yards to my golf shot.
I love how this argument is like, dude, these people are all idiots. I'm going to add 50 yards to my golf shot, though, if I can fucking control the air.
I mean, I feel like I don't do enough things every day that deal with water that I would need to control. Like, it's not like I'm swimming. It's not like
that might be the stupidest thing you said.
Okay, what am I doing in everyday situation that would require me to control water outside of what it already does? I'm taking a shower. I'm going to the shower.
You're sitting in your room. You want a drink. You don't want to leave. Bang, control the water. Come get you. Technically, you could just piss into the air and then just like to the toilet. Done. Don't even have to leave.
No.
Technically, like a beer, you could just levitate the closed beer towards you. You don't even have to go to the fridge.
No.
There's a lot of stuff.
I'm like, talking what do you do straight up water.
Yeah, but like what do you do on a daily basis that like you need to control air? You just said flying and golf, which is like a total in a year of 30 times.
Right. That's neither of these things are necessary. They're just, it's like when you're rich, you just pay for things so that they're not inconvenient. And water related stuff is not a big enough inconvenience for me that I would need to change it.
I mean, I guess. I still think it's a closer debate than what you're bringing up. Like, you being like, oh, am I the stupid one? Like, this is such an easy answer. Like,
tornadoes? No such thing.
Dude, when was the last time you had a fucking, you've seen a tornado?
Hurricanes? Not happening. That's a combo right there. Water and air.
Yeah, so technically, the water people technically, could take
we would
away
need to reunite. We would need to unite forces.
Be like, Barnacle Boy and Mermaid Man just banging the fucking, I don't know, man. I think it's a lot more similar than
control
you thought.
The air.
Like, if I mean, technically, if you want to get into like the real deep dive into it, never a rainy day in your life. Like, you want to play golf more? No rain.
It's raining. Extra gust of wind carries my ball.
But you're not playing, you're not golfing in the rain.
I could if I wanted to.
No. Technically, snow is just frozen water.
So technically, all of these weather-related elements are due to pressure changes. I'm just blowing the weather somewhere else.
Or just take the weather and push it somewhere else.
It's not raining. I'm controlling the air.
But then also, would you be worried about that, like, You want to talk about the like the
climate
butterfly.
Change?
The domino effect. You push that weather somewhere else, they can't grow the crops. Now we're all fucked.
Yep.
So you could just be like, rain, hold off for 2 hours while I golf. Bang, rain comes down. Don't even have to do anything with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's a lot closer than you think it is.
Agreed.
Okay, I actually have a dumb thought.
Okay.
So I heard this on KFC radio the other day.
Okay.
So it's called The Year Without. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody called in and said this, and they said it as if it was their family and it was true. We're going to assume that it is. 95% of me is like, this is not true. This is a made-up story because of how ridiculous it is. But we're going to say that it is. Person calls in and says that their like great grandfather was like during his time, great grandfather, so like late 18s, early 1900s, like a billionaire.
Okay.
Like that time billionaire. So like now like 100 billionaire. Said that his first daughter got married to some guy, and then the dad obviously was like trying to help them out and like gave them a ton of money to like get their life started.
The rich guy?
Yeah. The husband of the firstborn daughter stole all their money, divorced her, left.
There were no prenups back in the day.
I guess not. So he started this whole thing called The Year Without. So he set up a bunch of trusts for all of his kids and all their grandkids to go on for, like, generations, right? And the way that it was described was you get life-changing amount of money. So to the point of where, like, quit your jobs, don't have to worry about a single thing the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
However, the year without is when, before you get married, you have to spend an entire year without having contact with your spouse. No text messages, no emails, no phone calls. You can't see each other in person. You have to go a complete year without to determine if you guys are meant to be together. And if after that year you come back and you're like, I've missed you this whole year, blah, blah, blah. Like, they get married and you get the money. To the point of where they have hired a private investigating firm to, like, run this, basically. So, like, she said that the person that called in said that like her cousin lost it, like lost, if you make contact, you lose it, you can't get the money. Lost it because they went to the same store at the same time. They didn't plan it. They were just in the same store at the same time. And they were like, no, you're not allowed to do that. You guys don't win it. So you have to be like strict, like you are moving to here.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So why would you live in the same place?
Yeah. So, but they were like, that. I guess they didn't think it was like, they thought that like if we were in the same vicinity, it wouldn't count. Like as long as we don't have like contact with each other.
Okay. So you're going about your daily life. You're not in like a monk solitary place.
No, you can do whatever you'd like. You just cannot have contact with your significant other.
Oof.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I would, dude.
I mean, it yeah, it's all for the money.
100% I would.
Yeah.
I would do that so goddamn fast. You wouldn't even get done with the whole proposal. I'd be like, sure, done, deal. You tell me life-changing money, I'm in.
Yeah.
And
you gotta, it's discipline, baby. You got to keep that end goal in mind.
Well, so the other part that the girl that called in brought up, that's a great thing to think about, is she was like, you also have the option to, you can choose to not do it.
Okay.
By the way. So like, she was like, my parents chose that they didn't want to do it.
It's also a good test of the relationship prior to marriage.
Exactly, which is the whole reason for it. But she was like, my parents chose to not do it, so they didn't win the money. So she was like, we grew up like middle class. She was like, my cousins, my aunt and uncle did it, and like they grew up just fucking balling out the entire time.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I chose no and you chose yes, like, dude, my kids would fucking hate me when they figured out that that was the reason why. Like, you guys couldn't go a fucking year without talking to each other, dude? Like, we're living in, like, middle America because you two couldn't go a year without talking to each other? Like, fuck off, dude. I would do that so fast.
Yeah.
Legit, I get it. A year is a long time. But, like, also to know, like, at the end of the day, like, we're going to go a year without, like, first of all, like, seeing each other for the first time is awesome. And then being like, we're going to win like $100 million at the end of this. Like, dude, there's very little that I would say no to if you're like, the end prize of this is $100 million.
I would have to agree.
And it's not like it's like a high stress situation. It's just like, it just don't talk to each other.
Right.
Just
go about your life.
Guys, yeah. Both of you guys just go move somewhere else.
Yeah. I would do it.
I would do it so fast. Cause think about it too. Like if you get married at like, you know, 28, 29, 30, it's like, you still have 50 years to be like, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Right.
So you're trading off 1 year for 50 years of freedom so fast. So fast. I wish I had that type of money.
Don't we all?
I'm going to win the lottery soon anyways.
Let's go.
And I'll do the year without, but I'm not going to tell you guys. Fuck off. I'm just going to leave.
That's all I got.
I think that's all I got.
I just wanted to give a shout out also to the salute emoji, the little half face guy.
That's a great one.
That thing is, I think, my new favorite emoji. It cracks me up whenever it gets used.
Yeah. I like that and the handshake.
Yeah. Yeah. Handshake. I haven't really found a way to interwine that into enough texts, but the salute one gets me.
I've been big on the shrug emoji. I shrug people all the time.
Yeah, shrug and the crying laughing face are my two most used.
Yeah.
But I'm like the salute coming out of kind of nowhere, good stuff.
Yeah. I salute you and this podcast.
All right. Well, that is where we are wrapping up Shed Some Light episode 255. Thank you all for listening. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Stay warm. It's warming up a little bit, so that's
nice. Yeah, getting into the double digits here.
Woo! We'll be back the next time that we record, and in the meantime,
keep them cold.
Keep them cold, everyone.